I want the future of Wisconsin to be bright. And the way I see that, education has got to be part of that story. So I just wrote down a few of my thoughts, and if you just listen, it's very brief. Just listen, and if you certainly have questions, I'd love to try and answer them. Watching and reading the news over the last couple years, and then reading a recent letter from Chancellor Wells, I was made aware of further bad news for education, asking students of the UW system to help make up revenue shortfalls with a 5.5% increase in tuition in year one, with the potential for a second same increase in year two. I'm well aware of the situation our state government is in, but I'm also aware of the hurt that is being put on students and education. Like almost everybody, I don't care to pay more taxes, but I will, especially if it means our students' education and their futures will benefit. You've all heard it before, and it's true. Education is our investment in our kids, which is our investment in our state and our country's future. Nothing new to any of you. But if we truly want to regain our number one stature in the world, which we enjoyed for years and years, we must find a way to lessen the blow to education during the tough times, like now, and invest more during the good times. As I've matured as a businessman, I've discovered the best partner I have is education. It took me years to figure that out, but I finally did. Education is my partner in the business world and in all of our worlds, I believe. We at Culver's have invested almost $2 million in scholarship monies for our student team members. And like many other smart businesses, we have invested in education and partnered with education in many other ways as well. If we truly want to grow jobs in our state and America, invest more in education. If we truly want to regain the stature our country had in the past and regain the American dream, invest more in education. Ladies and gentlemen, education is the answer. It is the answer. Making it more difficult for students, especially in times like this when it's tough, to get an education, that is not the answer. That is not. I challenge you to find a way to lessen the blow to our students and regain what we once had. Thank you very much.